So, if we know all these negative impacts of the Olympic Games that I think a lot of people cannot shut their eyes in front of, because we know what happened in Greece and, for example, now in Canada. For all those reasons, it's pretty clear that the Olympic Games have, beside the positive impact, a lot of negative impacts. And so why are countries so much in favor of these games? Why are so many countries running for candidacy? It's normal that the sponsors are in favor of the games because they're using it to maximize profits. But why do countries, which of course are aware of the negative impacts, why do they run for candidates?
It's a really good question, and to be honest, I've struggled with that myself and tried to figure out why. I mean, one reason is just obvious. There is a tremendous amount of money to be made from the Olympics if you are in certain sectors. And those sectors that benefit obviously, have lobby groups and, have connections to the government. So, people benefit, and obviously if you're a corporation, like a development corporation or a real estate corporation, you want to see the Olympics because of what it will do to your bottom line. I think to some extent, because, people do really value what the Olympics is about, the Olympic spirit at its core, that for politicians domestically, there can be, a bit of a boost, right? So our own Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, who before the Olympics prorogued our parliament, so sort of canceled the parliamentary session, has seen a boost in his popularity, in his government's approval rating since the Olympics started. So I think there's a bit of a political angle to it. And I think, honestly, that local politicians and provincial politicians sometimes see this as, a way of putting themselves or putting their city on the world map, whatever that means. And even though there's not real benefits, it's sort of highlighting the world-class nature of Vancouver or the world-class nature of British Columbia. So I think that's another part of it. But again, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure why countries, given all the negative impacts and given how few positive impacts there are for the population at large, continue to host the games.